And once again, good morning here on the Mighty 690 KGGF. Connor Harbin here with you today, filling in for Kyle High. It is now time for, well, Ask the Expert. We've got Gary and Charles Skank with us here today. Guys, good morning. How are you guys today?
Great. It's good to be here. Beautiful sunny day. There's a scripture verse I wanted to mention. It's Psalms 34:7. The angel of the Lord encampeth around about them that fear him and delivereth them. And I wanted to highlight and mention the fact that the missionaries that were held captive in Haiti, there were 17 of them. Five had escaped earlier. The last 12 escaped in the last 10 days or so without any violence, without any harm to anyone. And this is a verse that they used as a song a lot during their captivity. For 2 months they were held captive by a gang in Haiti. The angel of the Lord encampeth around about them that fear him and delivereth them. And I just wanted to thank the Lord for his help with those missionaries and that they're free without violence.
Awesome. So guys, what do we have to talk about here today?
Thank you, Connor. Hope you had a great Christmas. And it's great to be here again. Dad, one thing I've been thinking about is 12/31 is quickly approaching.
Yes, it is.
And that's a very important day for everybody that has an IRA, a 401k, an employee-sponsored plan. 12/31 values are what are determined, used to determine a person's RMD.
What's RMD?
A required minimum distribution. And this is an amount of money that if you're over age, used to be 70 and a half, now it's 72, you have to take out. And it starts out at about 3.6% and goes up according to your age. But it's Uncle Sam saying, hey, you haven't been paying taxes on this money. Now you've got to start paying taxes
right
on this income.
Right.
And this is a time to do some inventory.
Yeah, some planning. Some planning.
And
right.
You know, used to people would go to work and they would work the same job for most of their life or all their life and then retire and they had one 401k or they had one employee sponsored plan and it was pretty easy to keep track of.
They had their gold watch too.
That's right. That's right.
They had their gold watch.
Yeah. Well, now it's common to have more than one, more than two, sometimes more than three jobs in a career. And if you have a 401k, a 403b employee sponsored plan at every one of those jobs, sometimes they can get a little scattered out.
They're kind of like a stray 401k, kind of like a stray dog.
Yeah.
They're just kind of running around out there. And maybe you see a paper once in a while on them. Maybe you think, well, yeah, I left over there, but I never did do anything with that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we can help with those stray 401ks. We can bring them home. We can get rid of all the fees.
Fees, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we can help that stray 401k be something that you're proud of.
That's right. That's right. And they, some people say, well, it's hardly worth messing with. You know, some people say it's only $5,000. And when this is not uncommon for people to come in and tell me, well, I've got some money. It's only $25,000. Yeah. That's not very much. I said, in my opinion, I usually don't say this, but I said, well, if I ask you to give that to me right now, you would think that was a big amount.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So don't belittle it.
Right.
Even if it's $1,500.
Yeah.
That could maybe pay your cell phone bill for the year or something like that.
Right.
So even if it's $1,500, you need to... There's a reason to take care of that.
Right.
And a lot of people, for most of the time, you don't have a person that that you're talking to about this, there's some 800 number.
Right.
And it's sort of easy to think that they don't really want to let go of the money. They don't really want to talk to me. I'm going to be sitting on hold.
Well, and they don't, most people, Charlie, don't know what to ask.
Right.
They really don't know what to ask. But we can help with those questions because we know what to ask. We can get the values. We can get the all the fine print. We can unravel it and lay it out so people can understand it. And we can help people to know whether they ought to leave it there or whether they ought to move it. And we can help them move it without any taxes. Without any taxes.
That's right. And that's another thing that people are sort of thinking, hey, I don't want to have to pay taxes. Don't want to mess that up. So it's just better just to leave it alone. We had a guy come in a while back and had just quit working. Just like I'd mentioned, he had several jobs. And he really didn't know how much he had. But by the time we got it all added up, he had a significant amount of money.
Right.
And we helped him combine those accounts and not have them where he's getting the statement here, statement there, and just sort of a random sort of mess of different accounts.
Right.
We helped him sort of consolidate those, get one account, get a beneficiary, get his wife on there as the beneficiary, and he knew what he had at
right.
that point.
Right.
And
he had somebody he could talk to in person.
Yeah.
He could bring in a statement. He could bring in a paper. And what does this mean?
Right.
What does this mean?
Right.
And if we don't know, we'll call and find out
right.
what it means.
Right. And, you know, sometimes people are amazed when we help them. They say, well, you got right through. Or they didn't put you on hold forever. Or, you know, different things like that. Yeah. Well, this is what we do. So there's different numbers you can call. I mean, there's different ways, different avenues that you can go to get somebody's attention that the public doesn't usually have to deal with.
And Charles, we can put together a spreadsheet. So in just a snapshot, they can have a glance and know what they've got and where it is and how much it is and how much it's earning, et cetera. Or what it's been earning or whatever, we can put all that down in a spreadsheet form where they can feel comfortable about it and know who the beneficiaries are on each account. But that's what we do. We try to make life simpler for people.
Right.
We really do.
So if you've got we call it a stray 401k. That could be a 403b. That could be maybe an account from a spouse that's no longer living that you've inherited. Or from a parent or something, someone. If you've got an account like that, I would encourage you to call us and get on our calendar, and we can help you know exactly what you have. And the thing is, if it's out there, it's subject to whatever that employer, whoever that employer was, the fees that are being charged on that, the
right.
risk that it's experiencing,
right?
Whatever it's allocated, it's really not up to you,
right?
It's up to your employer who set the account up. I tell people, you know, when you leave your job, would you leave your wallet there?
Right.
No.
Right.
You wouldn't.
Right.
And so you wouldn't want to leave your employer account there. You want to put it in a place where you can own it, where you know exactly what you have, and you can control what you have.
Right, right. We can help people to get that all down in black and white.
That's right.
All right, sounds good, guys. And, of course, we'll have a lot more great information. When we come back, we're going to take a quick promo break. We'll be back right after this. And once again, welcome back here, Ask the Expert, here on the Mighty 690 KGGF. Once again, here with Gary and Charles Skank. Guys, a lot of good information in the first half, but what more do we have to talk about today?
We've already touched on it a little bit, but RMDs.
Required minimum distributions.
We are at the very end here. Saturday is New Year's Day, and if you need to make it move on your RMD to take that out this year, do it. Because if you don't, and you're supposed to, there's going to be a 50% penalty.
Right.
50% penalty. So let's say you're 72, you have $100,000, and you're supposed to take out $3,600 or so for your required amount. If you don't take that out, you'll still take out $3,600, but you'll give $1,800 of it as a penalty to Uncle Sam.
Right.
And you'll pay taxes on $3,600.
Right.
So it's a lose-lose-lose if you don't take out that RMD or required minimum distribution.
Now, Charlie, you know, some people will have three or four accounts or whatever. They don't really need to take the RMD out of each account.
That's right.
They can total up their account, all their retirement money, not yours and your spouse's, but just yours. And you can total up your IRA, 401k, 403b, whatever it is, retirement money, and you're using a value from last December 31, a year ago. And you take that into, that's how you figure your RMD for this year.
Right. So Uncle Sam will basically give you an amount that you have to take out. Let's say it's $3,600.
Or the custodian will.
Right. And that can come from this IRA over here or this IRA over here.
Or out of each of them.
Uh-huh. It can come out of each or it can come out of one.
Right.
It's very common for people to just take it out of one account and have it where it just goes to them. And we've already mentioned this before, but it bears repeating. Taxes are going to come out of that, and you're going to pay taxes. Now, one of the theories about RMDs are that once you get older, you're no longer working, you no longer have regular income coming in, so your RMDs aren't really going to bump your income a lot of times as much as if you had a job and you were getting your RMDs. And so some people are in a tax bracket where they don't hardly pay any taxes, even if they're getting an RMD,
right,
if it's low enough. Mm-hmm. But a good number of people out there are getting enough of an RMD that it could really affect their taxes.
Right.
And so the secret weapon we have for that is if you give to charities, to churches or charities, any kind of charitable giving, you can direct any portion of that RMD to go to that church or charity.
Right.
And it's better than a deduction.
Right.
Because
it's like you never receive the income at
all.
That's
right. It's
the income is tax free.
It's like invisible. It doesn't even show up as income for you at all.
Right.
And you get with your custodian. Different custodians have different rules or different ways of doing this, and we help people do this all the time. But you can write a letter of instruction and say, please direct X amount, maybe 50% or 10% or whatever of my RMD amount
to my XYZ favorite church, my favorite charity. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
And from our experience, what will happen is you will get a check made out to you, that church or charity. And then you go and hand it to them, send it in, or give it to the treasurer or whatever. And by doing that, it gives you a help with your taxes. It helps the charity, and it's not taxed income that you're giving. It's pre-tax income
right.
that they're getting.
Right.
So it's an all-around win-win situation. And we encourage our clients to do that. Because it can make a difference for the right. charity and for your income tax situation.
And we can help with that. We can help with the letter of instruction. We can call the custodian of your account and get the information they need to have. And we can help draw that up and help you send it in to get your RMD to your church or charity. We'd be glad to do that.
That's right. All of these things, from taking an inventory of your 401ks, your IRAs, to saving taxes on with your RMD, all of those things just take a little bit of planning. With a little bit of effort, you can make a difference in your life, maybe your spouse's life, in your tax income situation, in your for your favorite charity. You can just be an all-around benefit to yourself, your family, and your the causes that you care about.
And Charlie, another thing I was thinking about was when you get all this information pulled together and get it on a spreadsheet where you know what account you have, something happens to you. Maybe you're the one that takes care of all this stuff and your spouse hardly knows anything about it. Well, it's going to be a lot easier for her or for him, the one that's left. If they don't usually take care of this, it's going to be a lot easier for them if they have a spreadsheet that they know and they can take it to somebody and that person can help them. It's going to be a lot easier for them to deal with that in the future, or your kids.
That's right.
Your children.
That's
and
right.
So maybe you are already by yourself. And if you have all this stuff on a sheet of paper, it'd be a lot easier for your children to know what's going on and to get the proper forms filled out when you pass.
It makes a difference. We've seen both scenarios.
Yeah.
You know, where people just, they had to pull it all together. They had to create this in the dark, sort of.
Right.
Or people that had this information written down, and it just makes all the difference in the world for those that are left behind to have to not have to come up with those numbers.
And I think it gives everybody peace of mind knowing that I've kind of get all this pulled together. I kind of know where it is, and it's going to be a lot easier for my kids or my family or whoever has to deal with this. And it just gives you peace of mind getting all that done.
That's
right.
It
gives you peace of mind.
That's right. So we are actually closed today. We were closed Friday. We're closed today. So we're giving a little extended time off for our staff. But we are open tomorrow, 8 to 5. Our Independence location's at 2801 West Main, Suite A. Our phone number there is 620-331-8800, 620-331-8800. We're right here in Coffeyville at 802 West 8th, right across from the clinic, the Southeast Kansas clinic. And the phone number there is 620-236-6930, 620-236-6930. If you need help, getting all of your accounts together, getting them on a spreadsheet. This is a service we offer. If you need help getting direction for your 401k, a charitable contribution set up to help your tax situation, whatever it is, I want to encourage you to call us, get on our calendar. We can do a phone consultation. We can do an in-person consultation. And we just want to thank our listeners. We've had a great year this year. I think we've had the best year ever.
Right.
And we credit you guys for your support and for being great clients.
Right, right. We've been very blessed, Charles. We are very blessed.
We are.
Very thankful. And thank you, Connor, for hosting us today.
Yep, absolutely no problem. And, of course, we'll see you guys later on in the week on Friday as well. So, again, Gary and Charles Skank with us here today. Ask the Expert. We'll go ahead and take another break. We got Fox News coming up here. But when we come back, it's time for Open Line. Here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.